Well, last night at the Vigil Mass, one of the hymns that we sang was "Crown Him with Many Crowns," a wonderful song for this feast day of Christ the King. And I thought back on our seminarian this summer, Robert Wagner, who was with us. And he, as you know, when he gave his conversion story, he was a dentist for 30 years. And I thought to myself, wouldn't that be great at his first Mass if he used that song, "Crown Him with Many Crowns"? There's no better song for a dentist who became a priest. In second grade, a CCD class, the children were asked to draw a scene from the Bible. And the assignment was to draw a picture of the flight into Egypt of the Holy Family. Many of the children drew the donkey with Joseph walking and Mary and the baby Jesus up on the donkey and like pyramids in the background. They did a great job drawing the flight into Egypt. The teacher walked around and he saw one little boy, and he had the Holy Family in an airplane. So he was very clever, you know, for the flight into Egypt. And the teacher said, "Well, who are these different figures?" And he says, "Well, the three in the back are Jesus, Mary, and Joseph." And the teacher says, "Well, who's the fella in the front?" And the boy said, "That's Pontius the pilot." So in today's gospel, we have Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate. And Pilate asks, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world." In other words, I am not here to usher in a new military kingdom. Otherwise, I'd have soldiers who would be fighting for me and defending me. He said, "That's not the kind of kingdom that I have." But yes, Jesus is a king. And way back in 1925, almost 100 years ago, Pope Pius XI established this feast day of Christ the King. Because he looked out on the world and he saw how the world was becoming more secularized, that Jesus was being pushed away out of society. And he said, "Let's establish a feast day and let's place it at the last Sunday of the year." The culmination of the liturgical year is today's feast day, the feast day of Christ the King. Believe it or not, next Sunday we begin Advent, a brand new liturgical year, a brand new liturgical season. And so the Pope thought, "I want to emphasize the fact that Christ truly needs to be recognized in our hearts and our families and our parishes and in society." And so I'd like to, for just for a moment, just give some maybe practical suggestions on how we too can acknowledge Christ as King first of our hearts. How do we do that every day? Well, of course, the best way for Christ to reign in our hearts and souls is through daily prayer, to make sure we spend time every day with Christ our King, talking to Him, offering and making the morning offering when we wake up, dedicating the day to Christ, all of our thoughts, words, prayers, joys, and sufferings of each day, and then living that relationship with the Lord each day by being in the state of sanctifying grace. If a person is in the state of sanctifying grace, not aware or conscious of any mortal sin, any serious sin, then Christ reigns in their hearts through sanctifying grace. If a person is aware of sin, we need to go to confession right away and get back into the state of friendship with God, the state of sanctifying grace, the state of having Christ reigning within our souls through grace. And I know many of you go to daily Mass. And what a beautiful way to receive Jesus, our King, as often as we can, not only on Sundays, but even throughout the week if we can. And every time we receive communion in the state of grace, that is a way to enthrone Christ into our heart and our soul. And of course, when we come to Mass, we genuflect if you're physically able to. That again is just a very beautiful way to acknowledge the kingship of Christ. To genuflect, to go down upon one knee, is what has always been done towards royalty, towards when somebody would meet a king. They would bend down on one knee, perhaps kiss the ring of the king, and it was a way to acknowledge the kingship of that person. Every time we come into church or leave, when we genuflect to Jesus in the tabernacle, we are acknowledging that Christ is our King. We can say a little prayer, "My Lord and my God," or "Hail Christ the King." Secondly, we can try to establish the reign of Christ within our families. And a way to do this, of course, is to have the house blessed and to enthrone the Sacred Heart. Many of you have done this. It's a simple 10 or 15 minute ceremony where you get a picture of Jesus's showing his Sacred Heart, or a statue of our Lord showing the Sacred Heart. And then there's a prayer service, a prayer ceremony where the family consecrates itself to Jesus and enthrones the Sacred Heart in the home. That family is saying Jesus Christ is King and Lord of this home. And then the family tries to pray grace together at meals, to say the blessing and have grace before meals. And the family then tries to live that Christian faith by protecting their children from bad influences that might come through the television or the computer or through music, and try to safeguard the sanctity of the family by saying that this family belongs to Jesus Christ. And then that family goes together to Mass every Sunday. Number three, acknowledging Christ as King within our parish is done through, of course, our 40 hours devotion that we have every year, and through Eucharistic adoration, in which we pray before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Our parish is very blessed to have adoration every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 in the morning until 12 noon. And those hours every day, people come, and if you can, to spend a little bit of time with the Lord exposed in the Blessed Sacrament. And that is a great way to acknowledge Christ the King. And then to try to spread the kingdom through evangelization, through the Knights of Columbus, the Legion of Mary, or the dozens of excellent organizations we have here at St. Mary's. And to visit the prisons, the hospitals, the nursing homes, the homebound, the shut-ins, to take communion to the sick. This is how we extend the kingdom of Christ from our parish to help the community. Our parish is amazing at taking care of the needy and the poor through donations of food and clothing. This is a way that our parish can extend the kingship of Christ in our community, and to continue to do just wonderful work taking care of the needy and the poor. And lastly, the Pope says we should acknowledge Christ as King within our culture, within our society. How do we do that? Well, you do that in your workplace. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a nurse, a business man or woman, to live your Catholic faith in the workplace, which means to be a good example, never to use God's name in vain, never to gossip or commit detraction against others in the workplace, but always to be that living image of Christ where you work. And this is how we extend the reign of Christ in society. And of course, to try to promote the culture of life, the sanctity of life, respect for the unborn, the elderly, the handicapped, to try to bring about this culture of life in society. We live, sadly, in a society which we will read in the newspapers with either domestic violence or terrorism, abortion, abuse in society, in the church, and these things all violate the dignity of the human person. So as Catholic Christians living in the world, we try to promote the culture of life, respect for the sanctity of each and every person. We do this by the way we vote as well, of course, locally or thinking about nationally, trying to promote the best candidates that truly reflect the gospel of life and the sanctity of the human person. So this is how the Pope, back in 1925, said that we should think about Christ as our King of our hearts, of our families, of our parishes, and of society. So truly, Christ is King. We should do our very best every day to practically live the fact that Christ needs to be King of all aspects of our life.